What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Mongo Slade, and I'm back. I told y'all fools I was coming back for another day. I'm doing this shit every day now, or I try to, but I had to come back and get with you guys because I'm just tripping as to how they protecting your boy, Ben Raphaelsberger, and whatever, you know? It's like the press is doing everything within their means possible to protect this white boy. But what it is, though, what the real problem is that this white boy, Ben Raphaelsberger, whether he raped this girl or not, sexually assaulted this girl or not, he just gave a bad look because he fucked a bitch that worked in a motherfucking hotel and shit. He fucked a skank in a motherfucking motel. See, the thing about that kind of shit is, like, when Kobe did that shit was designated only for nigga shit. But truth be told and shit, them white boys be doing the same shit. So it's not the default ghetto nigga shit, you know. So your boy Ben Raphaelsberger, MVP, I don't know if he's MVP or not, I forgot. But, you know, Super Bowl champion shit, he's not above fucking a skank in a motherfucking hotel somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So that shit was just a bad look. That's the real fucking reason they don't want to talk about this shit. And on top of that, the bitch charged this motherfucker with rape and shit. So this motherfucker fucks an ugly skank whore bitch in a motherfucking hotel in Las Vegas or wherever the fuck he was in Tahoe. And on top of that, the bitch accused this motherfucker of rape. So that was just some dumb nigga shit he got into. Some dumb trailer park shit, you know what I'm saying? They should investigate this motherfucker's background and see where the fuck he from to make the kind of decisions he just made. This motherfucker just won the Super Bowl. And he fucking skanks in the street? That's what my show is not about, Ben Raphaelsberger. My show is about, it's a kind of a lighthearted show. This week's show is an advice show. Show you motherfuckers to teach you black ass motherfuckers how to conduct yourselves at work. I got about like 20, 22, or 23 rules for black people to succeed at work, and you'll get ahead in the workplace. Okay, I'm just gonna read these off. It's an itemized list. One, I'm not even gonna say one or two. First thing, talk as ghetto as you fucking possibly can, but still trying to talk in correct grammatical English and talk about ghetto ass shit, you know, talk about just some ghetto hood shit, you know, some shit you might have seen in a book or some shit that might be going in your life for real. But if, like, you a suburban black motherfucking shit, go out and read some ghetto ass books and shit and just say some of the shit you read in a book. Or, you know, they got in Borders, you go to Borders, they got a bunch of ghetto ass magazines of sorts and all that kind of shit. So just read a couple of them stories up in there and take that shit to work with you. So you gotta talk ghetto, talk about some ghetto ass shit. That shit would definitely get you ahead at work. Just don't go too over the top with the shit, you know. But at the same time, while you talking all ghetto and shit, and talking about ghetto ass shit, you know, you gotta kind of keep your grammar correct, you know, because you can't go overboard with it. The next rule: talk about how bad your kids are. That's the number one. That's an important rule. Talk about just how bad your kids are. And always get on the phone and yell at your kids while you at work. That would definitely get you ahead at work if you're a black person. That would fit you in a certain kind of box. Talk about your kids, how bad they are, how they get on your nerves. And always, like, be on the phone with them. If you don't have kids, talk about your nephews or your nieces. And just, you know, if you're not even in contact with them, just call, just get on the phone and just pretend like you're talking to them. It's not a big deal. And just yell and scream and holler, but not too loud, but kind of like loud enough to put you in that ghetto bag, okay? Next thing, talk about welfare, food stamps, and child support. In any kind of manner, it could be yourself, it could be your sister, it could be your mother, it could be your cousin. But always have the topic of welfare, food stamps, and child support, and, you know, some sort of government assistance inside your mouthpiece. Always keep that, you know, in front of you, okay? Always keep that in front of you. Next rule. Always talk about a close family member or a cousin or a best friend getting out of jail or going to jail. Always keep that conversation kind of prevalent within the workplace, but not too much, not overboard. You know, you might come to work, be kind of sad. Somebody might ask you, like, what's going on, what's wrong, blah, blah, blah. You know, oh, my cousin, Brickyard, you know, he just beat somebody half to death. So he had to do, like, you know, attempted murder charge. So he going to jail for a little while. So just kind of, you know, keep that kind of abreast within your conversation at work. But not over the top, but just kind of keep it abreast. No matter what, and no matter how old your kids are, always tell your coworkers that your daughter is pregnant. And if she just had a baby, even if she just had a baby, according to your quote-unquote pregnancy, no matter what, she's always pregnant, okay? So after a couple years, if you work there for a while, you can hold your job because of my tips that you can, they'll probably ask you, like, well, damn, your daughter been pregnant for the last 4 or 5 years. What, you got 5 kids? This is when you go back to rule number one. Talk about ghetto-ass shit where you can say, well, you know, we gave up 2 kids for adoption. The other kid, we left over here at a friend's house or whatever, you know. So you can kind of intermix the different rules. So always talk about how your daughter is always pregnant or how your son is always getting some skank or whore pregnant. Next thing, always talk about how bad your neighborhood is. Talk about the kids. Talk about the crime. Talk about the loud music. Just talk about the just overall depression of your neighborhood. If you live in a suburb somewhere, just make it up. Drive through a bad neighborhood and drive through a bad neighborhood and just describe what you see at work, okay? Because white folks want to keep you in that bad neighborhood box. So always talk about how bad your neighborhood is, okay? You should always do that. Always talk about that you never have enough money and you can't pay your bills on time ever. Never talk about that you got more money than you need. You know, you're doing pretty well, blah, blah, blah. You know, your husband, never talk about a husband. That's another rule in itself, but never talk about your husband. But always make it seem like you're struggling. You're always struggling. You're always trying to get it by, okay? No matter what, you're always getting by. You never have enough money. You never have enough money for your bills. You know, you can't make ends meet. Things are bad. Things are tight all the time. My next thing, vacation. Things are bad. Things are tight all the time, though, but you got to go on vacation. So if you do go on vacation, lie about your vacation. If you got money, lie about it. You know, if you went to Hawaii somewhere, you went to the Bahamas or some nice Caribbean trip or, you know, wherever, went to, you know, to another country like England, lie about that. Always make your vacation seem like you only went an hour and a half from where you live. So, like, if you live, like, in New York or whatever, I know Yonkers is not an hour and a half, but make it seem like your vacation is you getting in your car, driving an hour and a half to a motel somewhere with a pool, and that's your vacation. So, like, if you live in Detroit or something, you drove to, I don't know, Battle Creek, Michigan or something. I don't know. That's probably further than an hour and a half, but you know what I'm getting at. If you live in Cleveland, you drove to Akron, and because you went there because the hotel got a pool. So always make it seem like no matter where you live, that you drove somewhere within an hour and a half just to use their pool in some hotel somewhere. That's your vacation. So never say you went somewhere like really nice. Never say that. Always talk about shopping. This is my next rule. Always talk about shopping in ghetto-ass stores. You know, in whatever respective city you live in, you don't shop in Macy's or Dillard's or Nordstrom or whatever. Always bring up, like, somebody asks you, like, where you got that from. If you got that shit from, like, a Nordstrom or something like that or Saks Fifth Avenue, don't say that. So you got that shit at Macy's. I mean, at, like, Rainbow or some shit. Or make up a name of a store. You know, just, yeah, just make up some shit. You got it at the mall. You got it, or go back to a different rule. You just say like a street, which where you know it's a strip of ghetto ass stores. Oh, I got this on 5th Street, on Main Street, Martin Luther King Boulevard. You know, I bought this on Martin Luther King Boulevard. It's just a knockoff. So, never tell people where you buy your clothes from if you buy nice clothes. Next rule. Under any circumstances, never, ever, ever talk about having a father. Ever. I don't give a fuck if your father is a professor at the local university, one of the most prestigious motherfuckers in your city. Do not ever make the connection between you and your father. Because, like I said, you want to be put in a box so folks feel more comfortable with you. This is what I'm talking about from the last podcast. So, never, never, ever, ever talk about ever having a father. Ever. This is especially the next rule, especially for black women. Always be angry over really small things, minuscule items. But what you gotta be small, what you gotta be mad over is like things like, go back to another rule, ghetto ass shit. Like, be mad over shit like you ain't pay your bill on time, so your cable's cut off and you couldn't watch some shit on BET like Tiny or Toya or whatever the fuck that shit called. You know, you couldn't watch Wendy Williams or some shit because your cable is cut off because you ain't paid the motherfucking bill. So you gotta mesh all these rules together. You gotta mesh all these rules together. So the next rule is you always watch BET. That's your default channel of viewership. Always watching BET. Okay? So if you watch CNN, you watch the news, you watch Discovery Channel or the History Channel, never talk about that shit. Always make it seem like you watch BET and that's all you watch. Okay? This goes into the next rule. Always act like you have no idea what the fuck is going on with current events. I don't give a fuck what it is. If a motherfucker asks you about the war, be like, I don't know about no motherfucking war. What the fuck you talking about? So anything that's going on within your community, regional, in the United States, or what have you, act like you have no idea what the fuck motherfuckers is talking about. You have no idea about current events. You don't know nothing about current events. If you ever, 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 it's my next rule, ever, and you can't get by without this rule. This is one of the most important rules of this whole podcast. If you ever get something that's pretty decent or pretty nice, like a new car, a new house, or whatever, make it seem like you didn't do anything to deserve whatever you got. Like you didn't do it through hard work or perseverance. You got it through like a lottery number or an inheritance or some sort of settlement or child support or some shit. Like you got a new car, you paying for that shit with child support. You got a new house, you got it through inheritance. Somebody gave it to you. You got a sum of money, you won it somewhere in a bingo game or in Las Vegas. When we went to Las Vegas though, remember, how'd you get there? Not on a plane. Took a bus and stayed in a cheap, and you stayed in a cheap ass motel outside the city. So always make it seem like you didn't do anything like hard work to get what you got. You got it in some sort of manner that it kind of just was, it fell upon you. You know, you really didn't deserve it. It just kind of happened. And the last and the most important rule about getting along in the workplace, if you're a black person, is never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, ever make friends with another black person who work in the same place you work. I don't give a fuck who that motherfucker is. Okay? I don't give a fuck. Just if he or she comes up and want to talk to you and conversate, just ignore that motherfucker. Fuck them. You trying to get ahead. Okay? If he comes up to you or she comes to you and tell you some shit about I don't like somebody or, you know, they got, I don't know, just whatever. Some old nigga talk shit. You know how niggas be at work. Leroy, black worker, be at work talking shit about who they don't like and blah, blah, blah. Whatever you do, in some sort of roundabout kind of way, try to transfer that information back to a white superior. That's how you get ahead at work if you're black. So no matter what, this is the most important rule. Do not make friends with other black people at your job. Okay? So this is just a fun podcast. I'm just sitting here tripping. I'm still tripping on a Ben Roethlisberger story. I got another podcast coming up next to talk about that. But it's just a shame that they're protecting this dude so much after he fucked some skank, you know, some motherfucking whore. And I got some more thoughts about Michael Jackson and what happened to him and why his demise was definitely inevitable. However the fuck you say it, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. So, this is your boy, Mongo Slay, the Cranium Crap Podcast. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com, the Mongo Slay, not the D-A, but the, because you dumb motherfuckers want to say duh, but the Mongo Slay. Check me out on Facebook. I got my own fan page. It's on my Podomatic page, so you can just click that and become a fan. So, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, myspace.com/CraniumCrapShow. And this is your boy, Mongo Slade. My show is going a little bit longer than I wanted it to, but I am motherfucking out.